Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, November 18th, 2025. We are at Washington City Hall in the City Council Chambers for a special meeting for the purpose of canvassing the November 4th, 2025 election. A call for a motion to approve the agenda.
So made, Mayor.
Second.
I have a motion by Councilman Ivey, a second by Councilman Coates. All in favor?
Aye.
The agenda is approved. We will move right into the first and only item of business, which is consideration to approve the canvassing of the November 4, 2025 municipal general election. I'll invite the city recorder, Tara Pence, to report the results to the council.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Council. I did get you each a copy of our results that we received from the county today. That's the final statistics report. We had a 31.3% turnout. It's a little bit less than the last two elections, but I think it's just because of our limited number of people on the ballot. So I was expecting lower, so I think this was a pretty good turnout. We currently have 19,936 active voters, and we received a total of 6,240 ballots were counted. And then there were a few that were not, they were not able to cure by the end of the election. So if you want to, I don't know how much detail you want me to go into this, but obviously the mayor was voted in with 5,619 votes. Councilmember Casperson received 4,280 votes total, and Councilmember Brett Henderson received 4,109.
Oh boy, you better be ready.
That, do you want me to tell you? Our third candidate for council was Ed Tracy with a total of 2,447 votes. Sorry, I just was trying to hit the highlights. We did have 13 people attend early voting, almost worth the time that it took to set everything up. There was 65 people from Washington City that voted in person on the day of the election.
So most are still ballots.
Yeah, almost 65.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, I'm telling you, it's the wave.
Yeah.
Chair, do we have any overseas voters, like military service? Do they still come in?
We did. We had 7 UCOV voters. They're the out-of-state or military. We had 7.
7.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And those all came back in, and those were all counted.
Do we have any idea how many were mailed in versus dropped in drop boxes?
We don't count
distinguish
them. Yeah. I mean, the county, when they collect them, we do separate them by each drop box and by the post office, and those are all noted in the system.
Okay.
But they don't provide that separate count for us.
But the big change this time around is your ballot needs to be in possession of the county.
Yeah, on
by election day.
Yes.
Tara, does it seem like that there was some confusion in the previous election about mailing the ballot, and it's got to go to Vegas or Provo and back, and they did a better job of saying have it mailed by this date this time?
So from my understanding, the post office held them all. They did not go to Vegas this year. They came in and they kept them on site.
But the county did do a better job saying don't, you know, just to allow for this
yep.
lag in processing.
Mm-hmm.
So mail them by this date.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
And we did get a lot of ballots through the mail, but our drop boxes were packed every time they picked them up. So I would say that 2-to-1 is drop boxes at least.
That's cool. Do you know the percentages for the voter turnout from previous years, how it compares to do you have those numbers?
Yep. So 2021, we actually had it was 41.86% turnout. At that time, we only had 16,575 registered voters. That one was a little bit, I feel like when we have more people on the ballot, we obviously get a little bit better turnout. That one was probably our highest. 2 years ago, we only had 39.6. So we aren't lagging too far behind this year still. When we used to do all in-person voting, we got around 11% voter turnout. So I think the highest we got when we had all in-person was, I want to say we got 17 one year, but it wasn't quite 17 for municipal. Mm-hmm.
That's why I think it's important to keep mail ballots, because it keeps people who feel like it's worth their time to sit down and do, like, I like it. I can sit down, research who I want, make the decision. I mean, I wasn't sure if I wanted Brett this year. It was tough. So.
Come on.
You know, I mean, but those things you got to think. So I think mail-in ballot is important. I don't like the idea that's coming out that you should do full in person, because I think you'll lose people's votes just because of the availability and everyone's busy with life.
Will. So if they go back to that, we will definitely drop, at least I bet you it drops 50% from what we have now. Even though the polls are open till 8, I used to work those, and people get off, if they get off work at 5 or 6, no one wants to go wait in line for 2 hours, and we have to shut it at 8. So if you're waiting in line and it hits 8, you don't get to vote. So it definitely takes some pressure off that way.
Did we find the results were quicker this way?
It's a lot easier to process because we can do it. We were overworking for 3 weeks. So as soon as the ballots came out, we started processing.
We were majority counted by the end of the 4th.
Yeah.
I was at an event yesterday with the county clerk auditor, and he had some interesting comments. He said it's really was a really smooth this election. He said that everyone kind of has now got that equipment and kind of the details worked out. And so he was, I told him, I said, look at the smile that you have on your face. I think your election is over. And he goes, yeah. And I smiled most of the election season as well. So
yeah, it was really great this time. I mean, it's busy and it's a lot, but it runs really smooth compared to when we first got the equipment. It was a little bit of a struggle, but yeah. It's pretty smooth now.
Very good.
Well, council, is there any further discussion on this? Comments, Councilman Casperson, with the feeling a little, the weight's feeling a little bit to this side now. I mean,
I'm talking about, we got 3 people over here. We're fine.
What's your point?
0 votes. That's my point.
Councilwoman Casperson, Councilman Henderson, anything you'd like to say before we make this vote official?
Well, I'm just happy to be able to serve again. So it was humbling to be able to, you know, run again and get some more votes. And glad to serve. It's really an honor to serve and be trusted for another 4 years. So thank you.
Well said.
Well said. Amen. Grateful to be able to serve with all of you too, and everyone here that makes Washington City so wonderful. Yeah. Thank you.
Well said. Council, at this time, I'll entertain a motion to approve the canvassing of the November 4th, 2025 municipal general election. A motion by Councilman Coates, a second by Councilman Bellaston. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The canvassing is approved 5-0. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Amen.
Motion by Councilman Bellaston.
Second.
Second by Councilman Coates. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.